discussing the relationship between Kinyanei Gnevim and Gzeira and the concept of Eiv Rishisa. The Gemara tells us, according to Rabbi Yochanan, those of Lomisyash and Rabbanim, Shnei Aminiyach Lahaklish Zelofi Sheno Shalom, Zelofi Sheno Rishisa. Why simply is it that Chepetz is considered to be Eino Rishisa of the Bailim HaRishonim? One possibility, very simply, is a function of accessibility, that unlike a case of a Shomer, where the Pikadon is still accessible to the Baal HaChepetz, this is not true when it comes to a case of a Gneva or Gzela. In that instance, the person is being Maksik the Chepetz, not Ba'ad HaBalim, but rather La'atzmo, and in such a case, that itself is considered to be Eino Rishisa. Or perhaps one could argue that no, very differently. We've discussed at length the various rayas that there's a concept of kinyanei gnev and kinyanei gzela. And maybe one could argue that a full din bailim is made up of shalo and rishusa. And since a ganav for a gazlan has kinyanim, so therefore the chayfetz is no longer considered to be fully that of the bailim harishonim. And therefore, any afalah hakdisha, zelef yisheno shalo, zelef yisheno rishusa. So to what extent do we assume that the concept of Eino Rishusa Rabbi Yochanan is rooted in Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzeila? We pointed out that Rabbi Kvege in the Gilyan HaShas and Bava Metzia and Avav Mlalef makes this point very clearly, that it is Kinyanei Gneva and Gzeila that is responsible for the concept of Eino Rishusa. Rabbi Kvege is very bothered by the following. The case of the Gemara of Masusa, where two people are arguing regarding a bath, whether it is mine, whether it is considered to be yours. And come chad minayu abdishan. All of a sudden, one of them was matdishit. So the Gemara says the following, that hekdesho eino kadosh. Why is that true? Because since each one of the parties would be unable to hotzi b'dayanim, so therefore, since you couldn't prove your case, all you're saying is didihu, so therefore hekdesho eino kadosh. The Gemara raises the following kasha, that statement of the Gemara seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Gemara writes, Bav Metzia Dav Zayin, that it would appear that whether you can be Maptish or not is dependent on whether Yachal Lahotzi or B'dayanim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that certainly is not true. In our cases, certainly Yachal Lahotzi or B'dayanim, the Chepetz rightfully belongs to the Nigzal, but the fact that the Gazlan is being Machsik there is considered to be Eino Rishuso. So it's insufficient in the Yachal Hotzi or B'dayanim. So how can the Gemara explain that as long as Yachal Hotzi or B'dayanim, that is considered to be sufficient? So the Gemara says the following. You're making a mistake. But when do we assume you have these two halachos? Shalom and Rishuso, that's when you're talking about a case of Metaltalim. That even if it's Yachal Hotzi or B'dayanim, you have to go the next step and ask yourself whether the Chepetz is considered to be in your Rishus or whether it is not. This case of Masuso is dealing with the case of Karka. And when it comes to Karka, as long as Yachal Hotzi B'dayanim, Karka lo 90, in such a case, that automatically is considered to be Shalo and Rishuso as well. So a beautiful distinction the Gemara makes, Karka as opposed to Metaltalin. But if it would have been a case of Metaltalin, it's insufficient to say simply Yachal Hotzi B'dayanim. You require also that second element of Rishuso. Avik Vegar asks the following. Why should that be? When do we assume that Shalom is insufficient? You require also Rishusa. That's a function. Rabbi Baker assumes Devar Boshadav, Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzeila. So if, for example, someone comes and they sees a Chepetz and they have Kinyanim, then you can envision that it is insufficient that I could prove in principle that that Chepetz is considered to be mine. However, in that case of Masusa, that's not true. There was no Maisa Gneva, Maisa Gzeila, as we pointed out yesterday. Certainly that is required for that second element of Kinyanei Gneva and Kinyanei Gzeila. All you have in that case is that V'chadamar Didivu. Chadamar Didivu certainly does not result in Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzeila. And yet the Gemara says that the Chepetz is already considered to be Eino Bershuso of the Bailim HaRishonim. So therefore you see clearly according to Gilyan HaShas that it is not coincidental that Rabbi Yochanan says Eino Bershuso and there's halach of Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzeila. Precisely because there are Kinyanim, that is why Shnim and Yachal LaHakdishim. In Poshim Shat, this is also the distinction of the Ritva, the Sugi and Kedushin Andaf, Nunvav Amar Aleph, a case where a person goes ahead and purchases a Behema Temeya, or Avadim, or Karkos, and he did so with Mos Meister Sheni, which is in fact Shalokidin. So the Gemara says that if that is the case, Yol Chal Kenegdan. Rashi points out, you have to go ahead very simply and be Mechalo the Kedusha on other Mos. The Gemara says the following, if both parties are present, the mocher and the lokeach, yes, certainly is not necessary. But we're talking about a case kishabara, when the mocher is no longer there, and therefore the chayfitz is not accessible. He is not accessible. The mocher is there. The mos are not there. But nonetheless, chil is still possible. So the Ritva asked the obvious question, if this is true, if it's a case of kishabarach, and there's no accessibility, so how does chil work? Isn't that exactly our case from Yochanan? That zelafi sheno shalo, zelafi sheno b'shuso. The Ritva comments that, what do you mean? That's only when it comes to cases of gezel. When it comes to gezel, then you say zelafi sheno b'shuso. This was not a case of gezel whatsoever, but the mocher was a gazel. The mocher sold you this item, and you, by mistake, gave him maos of maaser sheni. So in such a case, there's no gneiva, there's no gzeila, there's no kinyanin, and therefore that is considered to be kipikadon chashiv gabei, and since that is true, so therefore chil is considered to be possible. So you see, according to the Ritva again, a very great chiddush, and that is, even though the chayfetz is inaccessible, that's halcha mayaskina, that's the Gemara's case. Amar Shmuel kishabara. If I could retrieve it, that's what you should do. I can't, it's not accessible, but yet chil is considered to be possible. Why is that true? The chayfetz is ina b'shusa, that's comparable to pikadon. There's a world of difference, though, between pikadon in this case. In pikadon, accessible means it's within my reach. I pick up the phone and I call the shomer and say, I want my object back. Here, that's no longer possible, kishabarach. But yet, the Ritva writes that's comparable to pikadon. In what sense? You don't have kinyanim. There's no kinyane gneva. There's no kinyane gzeila. And therefore, that is considered to be a dover shibushu. So, even though, in practice, that chayfetz is not bishusi. And this poshup shat is against our Tosos, because our Tosos in Afsamaches Modeis, Dermaskobu, raises this issue, and Tosos is troubled. Tosos assumes that enochinami, that sugi and kedushin afnun vav, is not going to work, meikar hadin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Either you have to assume, Tosa says, that follows Tsnuim, where Tsnuim assume that Shalom is considered to be sufficient even without the Shuso, or Tosa says, Inami Hasam Kenasa Ba'alma. Enochinam Yikar Hadin, the skill is not going to work. However, since the Lokeach utilized most Maaser Sheni, we're going to tell him to designate others and treat it as though it's most Maaser Sheni, but not Me'ikar Hadin. So fundamental machlokes. So that's what Tos explains in Shin Nun Dalet, that here you don't have kinyanim, right, but at the same time the chayfetz is eino b'shusi in common sense terms. Tosos assumes that is called eino b'shusi. The Ritva does not. Perhaps it's exactly the issue. Eino b'shusi without kinyanim. Is that the memory of Yochanan Shnei Eniyotho Ulahakdisha? So fundamental machlokes Rishonim. This issue we started to discuss is perhaps the Shitasei of that Sugim Ksuba Sandav Lamed Dalet, because here Rabbah tells us the following Kiddush. What happens in a case of Gonav, the Tavach, the Shabbos? In such a case, you're certain butter, because Rabbah says that Geneva does not result in Chiyuvim. Because since Hacha Mayaskina, that's the case in the Gemara, we're talking about a Maisa Geneva that was accomplished Ayidei Chil Shabbos, we will invoke Kimlei Derabine. Kimlei Derabine will mean that you don't have a chiyuv onsin. You don't have the effect, the inish. It's not just simply an onish. But even the concept of kinyane gneva, kinyane gzeva, is not going to be chal if, in fact, you will argue kinyane deramine. So therefore, if gona, the tabach, the Shabbos, even if machar the Shabbos, in such a case, you are going to be potter. Rabbi says, imen gneva, ein tvifa. So the Ritzin Rabbi Kimeger bothered by a very simple kasha. If that is true, so Rabbi should have said a much greater Kiddush, which is not the case. What happens if Gonav b'Shabbos v'Tavach b'Chol? In that particular case, you would be Chayiv. Why should you be Chayiv in that case? Tavicha only generates a Chiyuv Dalabay if there was a prior Gneva. And if you assume as Rabbi does, in Ein Gneva, Ein Tavicha, Ein Mechira, and a Gneva b'Shabbos is not considered to be a gneva because of kimlei deramine. So in such a case, why shouldn't you argue that even if tavach b'chol, one would be potter, and we know that is not the case. So the Ritva argues as follows, you're right. That original gneva is not going to be sufficient. But what happened now? A person is holding a chayfetz that is not his, and all of a sudden now, tavach, isn't that itself considered to be an act of gneva? So therefore, the Ritva writes the following chiddush, that if tava oba hareyo ki'ilo chozru v'gondrum, chozru v'gondrum, and in such a case, you're considered to be chayim. Why is that true? Because up until that point, v'rshusei d'mare kakoi. And that's what Rabbi Kiveger explains at length. In other words, that if a person is gonav v'shabbis, it is still considered to be the v'rshuso of the bailim harishonim. See, one could raise the following question. But didn't we learn that if it's gonav achar haganav, in such a case, there's not going to be any chiyuv? V'gunav mibeis ha'ish? So in this particular case, as Rabbi Giger points out, it's not two individuals, goneiv achar haganav, but there was geneva A that was done, which cannot create the chiyuv, and not a subsequent geneva. Well, why not argue that as a result of that initial act of geneva, the chepetz is already eino bershuso of the balim harishonim, and therefore that additional geneva cannot generate a chiyuv, no different from the case of goneiv min haganav. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Rabbi Kiveger tells you, no. Why is it that gonav min haganav is potter? That's because you stole it from mibeis haganav or mibeis ha'ish. The chefetz was already eino bershuso of the balim harishonim, and therefore that second gneva was not a full act of gneva at all. But if you'll apply the principle of kimnei derabinei to the original act of gneva, and therefore there are no kinyanim at all, the chefetz is still considered to be reshusa of the balim harishonim, and therefore that act of tvicha is a full-fledged act of gneva. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. This pashuv shat is a shitasa, no? Because after all, if I were to ask you, is the chefetz accessible? Obviously it's not accessible, no? A person steals something from you, the chefetz is no longer, in common sense terms, rishuscha. It's rishuscha if it was gonna be Shabbos. And if it's gonna be Chol, it's in a rishuscha. Why in the world should that make the difference when the Maisa Gneva occurs? The bottom line is, it's out of reach of the Bailim Harishonim. But if you will argue that rishuscha and Eino rishuscha is a function of Kinyanim, then a fascinating distinction. So if it's Ganav B'chol, where they're Kinyanei Gneva, then the Chepetz is Eino Bershuso. If it's Ganav B'Shabbos in Lahalacha, you'll apply Kimnei Derabinei, and therefore you don't have Kinyanim. In such an instance, one could argue the Chepetz is Adayin Bershuso of the Banim Harishonim, in which case, that is not an instance of Gonev Achar HaGneva, that's a case where the second act of Tvicha is considered to be the Gneva that results in Kinyanim. That is mafkia mirshus habaylim, and therefore that can generate a chiyuv of dalav hay. That comment, Rabbi Kiveger, suvas lama dalav, fits in beautifully with that Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan Hashas above Metzian Dav Zayin, that assumes that kinyanim, that is considered to be the koveya, whether a chayfetz is or is not birshus. This issue relates as well to the Rif, the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Daf Be'arif and Daf Yurches, where the Rif cites the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Lamed Vav and Beis as follows. The Gemara says that it's not awesome. We have a Mishnah later in Bava Kama Daf Tzadim and Aleph, HaTokea LeChaveru. A person, right, injures his friend either by hitting his ear or by blowing loudly into his ear, a sound in his ear, and therefore there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So the Gemara says that no sin, no selah. Is obligated to pay a sela. The Gemara raises the following issue, not really for sugya, and that is, what is a sela? Is a sela kesef suri, or is a sela kesef medina? If it's suri, that's a lot of money. If it's a sela medina, it's relatively little. The Gemara says that that chiyuv of sela is only a sela midivrehem, and therefore it's a sela medina. How good is it? So not that much money at all. So the Gemara says the following. This happened in Amar Le'ahu Gavra, the victim, right, said to Rabbi Yosef, what all I'm going to get, right, as a result of what happened is such a small amount, a palga de zuze. So the victim said that whole of palga de zuze, hu lo le'ina. I don't need such small money. And therefore he declared nisve lo'aniyim. He directed Rabbi Yosef to go ahead and to give that money to tzedakah. Give that money to the aniyim. The Gemara explains that later he changed his mind. He figured, you know what? I'll utilize that palka de zuza. So now, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, no, it's too late. Kvar zochu be'aniyim. You said to me, nisvei le'aniyim, the aniyim were already zochim. Why is that true? So the Gemara says the following complicated explanation. Because Rabbi Yosef was the Gavai Tzedakah. Anan yad aniyin anan. And therefore, I represent the aniyim. And therefore, we can apply the principle of the Sugi Gittin Daf Yud Gimel of Mamad Shloshta. If you have A, B, and C, you have three parties, A owes B, B owes C, and they are there, in such a case, if A will go ahead and say, direct to C, in such an instance, that is considered to be Chal, that is the Kinyan of Mamad Shloshta. Good. So the Rif, your Chesmud Beis, and Daf Yerif, says the following Chiddush. The ikaman de poshet b'ham, that there are those that stated the following based on the sugya. Demand di'ayiv midi la'aniyim ba'amira. If a person says a mere statement that this will be to the aniyim, and ubal mahadrebe, and all of a sudden he wants to change his mind, matzi adrebe. He has a right to change his mind. The only reason that was not possible, not sugya b'vakam, daf lamed vav, was because of hacha mayaskinan. It was Rabbi Yosef, who was the Gabbai Tzedaka, that Yadal Kiyat Anim, and therefore Mamash Loshtam. But without all of that complexity, if a person will just say, right, this will be for the Anim, in such a case, Matzi Hadadim. The Rif writes that no, Va'anan Aminan Lekalamash Mamin. That's not true. Why? After all, the Rif cites the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Zayin and Aleph, the Fichas Tzedaka, that even with Dibur alone, there is a chiyuv to go ahead and do so. Wait, so if that's true, so why did the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, require Mamad Shloshta? Why does the Gemara treat it as though it's Mamad Hevya? And therefore the Hischaivus is only real in such circumstance. So that's the chiddush that the Rif writes. The reason that Mamad Shloshta is necessary is Mishum Dahu Pal Dezuzay Lav Birshusei Habikoi. That's because this Hahu Gavra, this victim, when he said that Nesvei L'Aniyim, what do you mean Nesvei L'Aniyim? The money was not yet Birshusei. The Mazik didn't give him the money. The Maos were still Birshusei Mazik. If the Maos are Birshusei Mazik, how does it go from the Mazik to the Nizak to the Aniyim? For that, you have to invoke a case of Mamash Loshtam. Because the Maos are in a Beshuso. And the Rif cites now Rabbi Yochanan. Gozo v'nos yashu habalim, shveinem en yafal ha'gdisho. Zelef yishenu shalo, zelef yishenu Beshuso. And the Rif cites the Sugim of Mitzian of Zayin of Masuso. If something is eino Beshuso, so therefore you cannot be Makdishit. Since the Maos were Eino Birshus Haniza, that's why you have to come on to Mamon Shloshtam. But the Rif writes, Alvo Midi de Iser Birshusa, but if something is considered to be in your Rishus, and Va'amar Hareilu Haniyim, you don't need Mamon Shloshtam, automatically. Kvar Zachu Be'aniyim. That's the Kiddush that the Rif writes. So he quotes the Ikaman de Posha, that explains that Dibur will not be mechayim only in cases of mamad shloshtam, and the Rif says that no, mamad shloshtam is only necessary because it's eino b'rishuso. If it's eino b'rishuso, so what right do I have to say these modes on l'aniyim? For that you have to invoke mamad shloshtam. Good. That's the chiddush of the Rif. So now the Balamor, right? The Rif is on Yudches and Beis. The Balamor Yudches and Aleph and Dapi Arif. Right, the Balamor is very bothered. Is that really true? That the Maos are Eino Bershuso? It's true. If something is Eino Bershuso, of course, Eino Flahadisho. But is this case Eino Bershuso? Of course it's Eino Bershuso. Now, was the money given to the Nisa? Absolutely not. So here's where the Balamor writes, incredible Kiddush. That this case is Eino Doma L'gozov L'nisyashu Habalim. Why is that true? Because the Balamor writes, Lo Amrinon Eino Bershuso V'davar She'eino Misarev Halo Litneinu. That's the Chiddush of Balamor. When do you say eino reshuso? Only if there is refusal. Refusal. That's a very great kiddush. What's the normal case of gozel nisyashu abalim? He stole this from me, and he is not willing to give it back to me. He stole it from me. That is eino reshuso. But if there is a case where there is a willingness, mucha nifroa, that is not considered to be eino reshuso. And therefore, in this particular case, a person was mazik chavera, tokela chavera, and the mazik is willing to pay, and the nizak is there, and the nizak says, don't bother paying me, nesu lianin. Those mos are balpidin reshuso of the nizak. Because the mazik is not refusing to pay, the mazik is willing to pay. And the Baal HaMor suggests the great chiddush that this would be true even in a case of gneiv and gzeilah. If the ganav for the gozlan is willing to return the chayfetz, then you know what? The very great chiddush. The balim harishonim, the nigzal, the nigdav, can be machdashit. That's not called eino reshuso. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is only b'misarev. B'misarev is eino reshuso. Here in the case of mazik, it's muchan lifroa, and that is not called eino reshuso. Why is that true? The chiddush of Baal HaMor, that if the ganav for gazlan is eino misarev, that is called reshuso. Lechora, that one could understand, right, in two different ways. One way, one could argue the Baal HaMor very simply. Why is eino misarev reshuso? Simply. What does eino reshuso mean? Are two possibilities. Is it a function of kinyanim? Or does it simply mean that no, out of reach, inaccessible? Literally, eino reshuso. Well, one could envision, good, you have a ganav or a gazlan with kinyanim gneiva, kinyanim gzeila, but he's willing to go ahead and to pay. So on the one hand, one could argue in terms of kinyanim, the kinyanim are not paka. The kinyanim are still in place. Just because a ganav is willing to pay, he would still be chayav onsin. However, in terms of accessibility, it's obviously within reach of the balim harishonim, like a pikadon. And therefore, eino misarev means it's reshuso v'poel, the metzius is reshuso. Or maybe one could argue something very fancy. That is, no, maybe this is even Shura Pidin. Maybe this is Shura Pidin as well. If it's Muchan Umezuman Lifroa, the Mazik is there. He reaches into his pocket to pay the Nizak for the Hezek. And the Nizak says that Hareza Hekdesh, Hareza Laniyim. Maybe one could even argue in terms of kinyanim. If it's mukhan throw out pidin, it's considered to be reshuso ki'ilu kanuyala. Not just simply that, eino misarev. If it's eino misarev mukhan throw out pidin, it's considered to be kanuyala. Now look, we could have a case where the mazik will give it to the nizak, and the nizak will now say areze laniyah. Or maybe lahalacha, you can forgo that mitzvah. As long as, right, muchan mazum lifroa, this is not a promise. He's willing to go in to pay. Where do you see that this is true? So we discussed this last year in the second Kedushin Daf Vav when it comes to the case of Mekadesh ben Olven. The Rambam writes the following chiddush, Shofos Malva Velova Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Hora Rabosa, Malvis Chavero, there is a Hova. And now Vitova Chovo. A loan is called, the loan is due. The Lova now is about to pay the Malve. And all of a sudden, Lova says the following, Vamala Halova, Darba Chatzer. You know what? Let me hold on to the money longer. And in the meantime, right, they use my home. You can use my chatzer. The Rambam writes, this is called avad ribis. This is not ribis daraisa. This is only avad ribis. Why is that true? Why isn't it ribis daraisa? The Rambam writes the following reason. Lefi shelo katz b'shas halva. Because ribis k'tzutzu daraisa is only b'shas halva. If at the moment of the matamos, the deal was, you pay me back 100 cents on the dollar, and in addition to that, give me some other benefit as well, that is ribis k'tzutzu daraisa. Here, it was b'shas piron, it was not b'shas halva. And in such a case, the Rambam writes, that is only ribis drabon. The Ravid is masiv. The Ravid writes, lo yafa horu. This is not correct. You say horu rabosai. Yeah, the horu is inappropriate. Why? Because the Ravid writes, im higia zman ha-peron, if the time is already up, va'arvach lezimna, and now you are extending that hava, the Ravid writes, that kishas matamos, that is considered to be kishas matamos. And the Ravid writes the two words, u'kedushin yochichu. Kedushin yochichu. And the Rai is from kedushin. That just like one can be mekadesh and isha with arba chlazina, with extension of the halva, that is called kimata mosdami. The money never switched hands. It's not that the lova paid the malva and the malva returns the money to the lova, but al pidin, since he gives zman haperon and muchan lifroa. So therefore, this is called ribis tzutza daraisa b'shas halva. And that's how the Ravid understood the sugi of arba chlazimna, that can be utilized for the purpose of Kedushin. How can an extension of a halva be used for the purpose of Kedushin? And we look at Sugi, pointed out a couple of possibilities. Maybe one possibility is Hanok HaKesed. Because when it comes to Kedushin, even if you furnish Hana, that is considered to be sufficient. Vashav Shat in the Ravid, it's much more than that. That is Al Pedin called Matamos. Matamos. Where do you see this in the Ravid? Not only that Ravid, Hilchos Mal v'Lov Vav Gimel, but if you look in the Ravid in Hilchos Ishus, Perakei Halacha Tezvav, the Ravid writes this explicitly. The Ravid writes the following, Harishonim Pirshu, Kegon Shehigia Zman HaMilva Lifron, the time of Peron has already come. And the Ravid adds the words, Uma osav biyada, and she, the love, is holding on to the money. Umezuman lifroa, that's loshen harayvin. No, and she's ready to pay this guy the malvin. And all of a sudden, he says, "You know what? Why don't you hold on to it longer, and we'll utilize this for kesef kedushin." The Ravid writes that is sufficient. Why? Since ma'osa biyaga mezumah lifroa, that is called a matamos. It's as though al pidin, the money went from her to him, from him back to her, and therefore that can be utilized for kesef kedushin. The Torah says that, you know what, don't trouble yourself. You don't have to go back and forth. Al pidin, that's considered to be sufficient. This is what the Ravid explains in the third place, right? The Ravid opus malvalov, the Ravid opus issues. The Ravid in his chibur called Tamim Deim and Simin Samagim. And the Ravid in Tamim Deim quotes this sugi of Avakama, that from above. This issue, this rift, this balamor. In this case, the malva is ready to pay, that is called a matanos. In Bava Kamada Flamed Vav, the Mazik, Mosa Biyadam Azim Lifra, the Mos are considered to be Lahalacha Birshus Haniza. And therefore, if he says Harez Lanin, that chiddush of the Baal HaMor, right, the Daf Yechesel and Daf Yarif, is exactly within, right, the Shitas HaRaivim, that this is called Knuya Lo LaMalveh, Knuya Lo LaYisha. Because that Al-Pidin is considered to be Shalom and Bershusa. And that's the objection of the Baal HaMor to the Rif, that the Rif writes, you only need Mamash Loshna because the Maos are in a Bershusa. Al-Pidin that is considered to be that which is Bershusa. A further model where something considered to be already Birshuso, even though there was no actual Matan Maos but Al-Pidin, the Gemara says in Bava Metzian Daf Lamed Hei Mud Beis the following. Let's assume you have an instance of Vias Bezdin Ba'al HaMalvin. If the lover doesn't pay, you know, Bezdin is foreclosing. Bezdin has a right to do that. They can go ahead and provide the malva with this field, shibudim. The Gemara says, "Emasai ochel peir." As at what point in time does the malva have the right to utilize the peiros of that sada? In other words, at what moment technically is that sada k'nuyel malva? So Rabbi says the following: "Michimata adrachta liyadeh." When the adrachta reaches the hand of the malva, Rashi points out the adrachta is the shtar bezdin that affirms that the field is now shalom alveh. Abayi says the following, that now, eidem v'chassumim zachinu. When the mere shtar adrachta is drawn up, that itself already allows achilas peros of the alveh. Even kodem shehigia l'malveh, al pidin, the sada is already knuyala. And we pointed out in earlier shiurim that this is also relevant to our issue of mechila. The Tosa Sanher Davav Mar Aleph, mechila tzricha kinyan, mechila eina tzricha kinyan. We saw that chiddush of the Rash, Perek Vav of Trumos, where the Rash says that even when it comes to tashlume kapara, mechila words. So how could that be? And Tosus maintained, if something is tashlumi kapara, how does mechila work? You know, if something is mana, it can be malchel. But if you're dealing with that which is tashlumi kapara, the Torah says that ritsu, tshuva requires A, B, and C. So I can say, never mind. How is it possible for the Rash to argue that tashlumi kapara is nitan mechila? So we pointed out that in a nutshell, the Chiddush with many rayas, then how do you understand Mechila? Is Mechila merely Siluk? Or maybe Mechila works, that was the Chiddush of Stipler, Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. You're ready to pay me. I have a right to say I forego. Is it really merely Siluk Balma? If it's Siluk, how does it work when it comes to Tashlumi Kapara? I have a right to say never mind? No. But look, if, for example, the one who was chayiv in tashlumi kapara would give you the money, and then you were to turn around and give it back to him, wouldn't that work? Of course it would work. So mechila is ki'il miskabalti poshav shad, according to the Rash. Save yourself that process. If it's biyadom, zuman lefroa, I can say ki'ilu miskabalti. And therefore that is considered to be sufficient. If that's true, that Lamdas Kidus Kabalti, we go through again those Mara Makamos, that again is a further model. Where even without a formal Hakna, and a formal Maisa Kinyan, it is though, it is considered to be Shalom and Bishuso. It's not as if nothing happened, it's just Siluk. Siluk would not work. So these are the possibilities within the Baal HaMor. The great Chiddush of Baal HaMor is if Eino Misarev, the Chayfetz is called Rishusa. So if you look in the Ramban and Mochamas, the Ramban Mochamas disagrees with this comment of Baal HaMor. And the Baal HaMor disagrees on two counts. Again, the chiddush of the Baal HaMor is a double chiddush. Now, one is gezel. If the gazan is eyam esarev, the chayf is a shilon b'shusa of the Baal HaMor Rishonim. And number two, uhadinami in this case, of mazik and nizam. Since the mazik is ready and standing there, so now if the nizak is makdish, the hekdish is chal, or if he says, let it go to danim, it is considered to be a dabar habrishuso. So the Machamas writes the following. Number one is afilu timtzi lomar. Even if we'll agree with the Baal HaMor, that in gozov lo nisyashu habalim, still yachal lahakdish as long as eno misarev, that doesn't mean that that would be true in a case of a milveh or in a case of mazik and iza. Because in a case of geneva, gzela, the shalom belongs to the nigzal. It's just eno bershuso. So if the gazlan is eno misarev, he's willing to give it back. Now, one could argue that that's called shalo in Vershusa of the Ghana for the Gazlan. But in a case of Ahalva, or in a case of Mazik and Nizak, these mouths never belong to the Nizak. These mouths never belong to the other party. So Eno Masari, what does Eno Masari accomplish? If I have the shalo, and all I'm missing is the Vershusa, and you are willing, I understand, one small leap, Eno Masari is Kim Vershusa. But in a case of Havar, in a case of Hezek, the Malva or the Nizak does not have the Shalom as of yet. The Maus or the Shalom and Rishuso of the Mazik of the Lovin, not of the Nizak. So in such a case, Eno Misarev, that doesn't accomplish anything at all. So even if one grants the position of Baal HaMor when it comes to Gezel, but the Rif is certainly right in this case of Masik and Iza. The Chayfetz was never yours. You have no kesher to this Chayfetz at all whatsoever. All there is a Shibud Yishayvos that you have to pay because you were Masik. So, Eino Masarev is Lamad of Lamori. And then the Baal HaMor goes a step further and says that I disagree with the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor even in Ganev and Gzela. The application to Masik and Nizak and Malva Lobe is completely out of reach. How did the chayfetz become the possession of the nizah or the malva just because the loaf is willing or the mazik is willing to pay? You can hear such a svar in the cases of gneiv and gzela. But the machamos writes below zulbavad. But even in the case of gezel, it's not true. The fact that the gazan is willing to return, we still assume. Ein hanigzo yachal hakdisha. Why is that true? The language of the machamos is Kevan Shibitoras Gezel Hu Etzlo. That's the phrase of the Rambam. Kevan Shibitoras Gezel Hu Etzlo. What do you mean you're willing to pay? Yeah, but Kevan Shibitoras Gezel Hu Etzlo. Not fully explicit in Mochamos, but what does the Mochamos mean by Toras Gezel Etzlo? One could argue exactly this point. Kinyanim. Good. Eino Misarev. Eino Misarev does not make something b'shuso, even if it's already the shalom of the Baal HaMor Rishonim. Why? Because the gazlan acquired this b'taras gezel. And that will not be resolved just because Eino Misarev. Davne miluim in chavches sivkat yud gimel tzelos in reish shayin aleph in reish yud aleph ala sivkat yud gimel quotes the Tosus is against this view of the Machamos because the Tosus in Bava Metzia and above Bava Menaleph writes that if odilei so therefore it's like pikado in yachal ha-hakdisha if there is a hodah and Eino Misarev, Eino Chinami, Yachal HaKdisha. some extent, perhaps, again, the Shita say that if indeed the Mochamos is utilizing Kinyanim as the Koveya, that was like the Ritzvah of Yigveger. We pointed out Tosas in our Sugi assumes that's not true. It's not a question of Kinyanim at all. It's a question whether it's considered to be Rishusa in common sense terms. So the Tosas writes in Bav Metzia, that how did they pick one? Pick a pikado. Yet in the case, for example, of the lokeach, the mocher, with the mos of Meister Sheni, that's out of reach. Barach. So our Tosa says that's not called Rishusa. Kinyanim is not the koveya. But this chiddush the Ramban, that ritzui ha-gazlan, the fact that the gazlan is willing, ein amesare, that's insufficient. Why? Very simply. Boshav shat that the ritzui ha-gazlan is insufficient. L'hafkia l'vatel, kinyani gneva, kinyani gzeva. And therefore there's a world of difference in that case, right, in the case of Pikado. As he pointed out, the Balamor could argue, number one, either that it is not a function of Kinyanim at all, and therefore Eino Mesare is called Rishusa, or the Chiddush of the Balamor and the Raifit, that Eino Mesare Bulchum Ifro is considered to be Kinul Knuyelo, and therefore Al Pidin, it's Mafkia Kinyanei Gneve Kinyanei Gzeve. Very great Chiddush. If you look in the Me'iri in our sugya, the Me'iri quotes Yesh Onim, a very great Kiddush, against Rav Rishonim. But the Me'iri writes that even in a case of Pikadon, even Pikadon is Eino Rishusa Mafkia. The Me'iri suggests a very great Kiddush. We would assume Eino Yachal HaKisho, even in that particular case, even when it comes to Pikadon. Obviously, according to the Me'iri, it is not a function of kinyanim. A shomer does not necessarily have kinyanim. We discussed maybe a shoel, a gabay onsen, has elements of kinyanim. Stam shomer certainly does not have kinyanim. But yet, any achla hakdisha, the pikadon is considered to be eno b'shusa. A very great kiddush. If that's true, how do you understand anything? The chi of kefil, for example, no? V'gunav habeis ha'ish. Obviously, kefil applies in one who steals something, the base and shomer. Obviously, that's the case, no? Someone steals something from the house of the shomer. That's the chi of kefil. How can you say already it's considered to be eino b'rishusa when it's biyad ha-shomer? Gonav ben aganav is poter. One apparently has to argue as follows, that even if one is willing to assume that Pikadon is Eino Rishuso, to the extent that one cannot be Makdish, but certainly that is not true to the extent of Gneva, which is Eino Rishuso. There are different gradations of Eino Rishuso. Just like the Nesiva suggested us earlier in Simon Lamed Aleph, in a case of Gonev Achar HaGanav, if there is a chiyuv, it's not b'toras mazik, as the so suggests, it's b'toras gneiva. The chefta was already gonov, the answer is there are different gradations. It's not all or nothing. Gonev achar hagana can be chayuv b'toras gneiva, if he furthers the act of gneiva. If it was before, it was eino b'rishuso, now it's eino shalom. Boshav shav, according to Miri, one have to acknowledge that certainly is true. According to Rov Rishonim, right, a pikadon is literally considered to be, right, birshuso of the balach efetz. If the Miri is willing to suggest a possibility of no, one such dea, in such a case, again, it's a question of accessibility. And therefore, if someone else has the chiyu shmira, it is not called birshuso, despite the fact that they're no kinyanim whatsoever. A further comment of Shita Mekubetzes, the Sukkiyah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Shita quotes the name of the Rosh, the following Kiddush. I remember Rabbi Yochel, Shnei Yochel HaAdishim, Eilef Ben Shalel, Zlati Ina Vashusa, that the Nigzel is Matish. So the Hekdish is not Chal. The Shiva Gebetz Yisrael is an incredible Kiddush. As of now, it is not Chal. But let's assume, for example, Acher Kaf Bal Rishusa. Let's assume, for example, that the Gazla now, he does the right thing, he has Charata, he returns the Chayfetz. The Rosh writes an incredible Kiddush, that Chal HaHekdish L'Afrin. The Hekdish is meaningful. Kol Zman, that the Chayfetz is not Rishusa, it will not be Chal. But once it's Bal Rishusa, the Hekdish is considered to be Chal. Poshav Shah, this is what the Rav Gustman points out in the Kutchasei Shiurim, right, in Simen Chav, that this understanding is only possible if you understand Birshuso in a more pragmatic, more prudential way, not in terms of Kinyanin. If it's a function of Kinyanin, so what does it mean? That when the Ganav exercises the Chovas HaHashav, then what? The Kinyanei Gnevar Nifka L'Mafreya? Certainly not. But if Eino Bershuso means in principle, of course, it's the Chefetz of the Balam HaRishonim. Except there is a more pragmatic issue. It's out of reach. It's still a very great Kiddush, but then one could understand the possibility that, and when it's returned, and when there is access, maybe one could argue that the Hagdash is considered to be real. If it's a function of Kinyanim, that would not be the case. Furthermore, Rav Gustin refers to the following Rambam. Hilchos Mechira, Perachav Beis, Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes that Misha Haylo Pikadon V'yad Acher. Someone else is watching your pikadon. Hareze makneu. You can still do with it what you want. You can sell it to someone. You can give it to matana. The Rambam writes the fisha pikadon versus balavu. Right? Because after all, it's still the shulam versusa of the balam rishonim. Hare b'ches kashukayam. We assume, even though you can't see the chayfetz, we assume it's still intact. What happens, however, if the inkafarbo? What happens if the shomer denies? It's kofar bepikada. Oh, at that point in time, in a yachal lakanosa. At that time, that's not true. When the shomer is machzik ba'ad balim harishonim, good, a pikada is called rishusa, oshav shan. But if one is kofar bepikada, that's no longer true. Why? The Rambam just adds the following line. Shezek misha ova, because that's comparable to aveda. She'en over shusa. Well, that beer is very big finish. As we learn, kofar pikadon is nasla ganav achay v'onsin. Kofar pikadon. Why is it that if the shomer is kofar pikadon, the balach hefetz cannot be makdish, it cannot be magnet? Because it's like a case of aveda. Like a case of Aveda, Shina Bershusa. You know what you see, somewhat parenthetically according to that Rambam? That Aveda is Eino Bershusa. It's like a case of Aveda. You can't access this. It's like Aveda, which is Eino Bershusa. That issue, Mechora, is our case. In Adavar Ha'ovud, the Rambam says that's Eino Bershusa. Are there Kinyanim? There's no Kinyanim. In a case of Gneva, Gzela, the Ganav HaGazlan has Kinyanim. The Rambam is clear that you don't require Kinyanim Lahafkiyam Irshusa Ba'alim. As long as it's out of reach. Aveda Al Pidin is Eino Bershusa. This is not a Gemara. I lose an object, can I be makdish ten chayfes? The Rambam says, of course not, it's Eino Bershusa. That's part of Rabbi Yochanan.
It's eino b'rishuso pragmatically, but it's not eino b'rishuso lahalacha in the sense of kinyanim. Pashup shat this Rambam, harei zeh kmi she'avon she'eino b'rishuso is against the Rabbi Kveger, against the Ritva. That is kinyanim. That is mafkia. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, the Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Chav Dalet, the Rambam quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rambam again adds just a line. The Rambam writes in the case of Gazal Nishah Shabbat Shneach Ladisha, and Oshvo and Ibrishusa, and the Rambam just adds the following phrase, which is always interesting. The Rambam does this: V'chein Kol Kayotzevitzim. And so too in all similar cases. So I'll ask you, what is the Rambam referring to? Anything like this? What do you mean anything like this? So again, it's hard always to pin your hat on those lines in the Rambam, but you saw in the Rambam, Nochas Mechira, Aved is called Eino B'rishuso. So very good, the Rambam writes, and any other case, if it's a function of Kinyanei Gneiv and Kinyanei Gzeila, what do you mean by V'chein Kol Kayotzei Bo? You need kinyanei gneiva lahafkia. Where else would that apply other than gneiva and gzeila? But once you argue, no, it's the fact that it is bepoel eino b'rishuso. You understand very well where the Rambam writes v'chein kol kayotzei bo. Gneiva and gzeila are examples of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, where the chayfitz is out of reach, it's inaccessible. Lav davka gneiva gzeila. What even comes to the case of aveda? The Nesivus, without quoting the Rambams, but the Nesivus assumes in Siman Reishin and Tes, that Aveda is called Eino B'rishuso. And if it's a Davar HaAvod, Eino Chinami, that one cannot be Makdish. And the Nesivus elsewhere, Shin Samach Gimel, Nesivus writes the following, Eved Shebarach, Eino B'rishuso. Very good. An Eved Shebarach. An Eved Shebarach, again, right? Pragmatically, it's Eino B'rishuso. You can locate this Eved. So I cannot be Makne, I cannot be Makdish, this Eved. Eved Shebarach is Eino B'rishuso. Not everyone agrees. The note of Yehuda, Madura Tinyana Ebenezer, Simen Ayin Zayin, says Aveda is called B'rishuso, so Bali. If a person is Makdish Adavar HaAvod, it's how? It's called B'rishuso. There's no opposing force that is Mafkia Alidei Kinyanim. And the Ritva writes this also. This is called Nishita Makovetzes. Bava Metzia, Lamed Heim, and Aleph, the Ramaskal, the Zel Lashon HaRitva, that Aveda is called the Dor HaRishuso. That fits in very nicely with the Ritva's Lashita saying, where the Ritva maintained the Sugin Kedushin, and in the other Sugya that we saw, Ganav Achar HaGanav, and so on, Ganav B'Shabbos, where the Ritva assumes that Kinyanim is the clear factor. In the case of most Maestro Sheni, there's no Kinyanim, you can be Mechalel. If that's true in the case of Aveda, there are no Kinyanim other than the Kinyanim of the Bailim. In such a case, that's called the Davar B'rishuso, despite the fact that practically speaking, there's no absence. Rav Gustin points out that there's another concept of Eino B'rishuso, which perhaps is related to this issue, and that is the Cheftza HaNe'esa, Yisrei Hanav. The Gemara earlier in Bava Kama and Hamad Aleph is Shor HaNiskal. The Gemara says, Mishenik Dar Dina, there's a Gemara Din,
that the shor is chayiv skila, machra in a machor, hekdesh in a mukdash. Rashi says, why is that true? Lav b'rshusei demara kalakdeshe. It's no longer b'rshusha. We've discussed many times, chametz v'pesach. The sugya earlier in Bava Kamma, chavtesim abeis. Shnei dvarim eno b'rshuso shel adam. Asla kasuv kila b'rshuso. Chametz v'pesach is nesar, the lashon ha-gemara. Eno b'rshuso shel adam. Rashi explains, Ein ha-chametz b'rshuso. Why? Because kol hei chadisa, because wherever it is, it's asur b'hana. The Gemara will soon get to Ayin Aleph on Beis. Shor Haniska lav demare katava. If I'm shochet to Shor Haniska, I wasn't shochet his shor. What exactly does that mean? See, on the one hand, if you assume Rishuso means accessibility, one could argue very simply that lahalacha, there's no access. Cheftz is nesar. So, one example of Eidah Rishusa is someone else is accessing it. But if the Chefza is Shavisa, in such a case, Lahalacha, that's out of reach, that's inaccessible, in such a case, that's not a Dovrish of Rishusa. But even if you assume Eidah Rishusa is a function of Kinyanim, one could still understand these examples, these models of Yisurei Hara. Because if something is nesar, it doesn't have a toras mamon, it doesn't have dine mamon. The Gemara Bava Kamma has mentioned, lav demare katavach. If it's asur b'hana, it's not yours, or not fully yours, not yours in dine mamonos. Rashi writes in Sukkah daf amid Hayman Aleph, in esrog shel orla, ein bo din mamon. If it's nesar, what do you mean? You have a din bailim? So, just the ha'ara, that regardless of how you understand eino b'rshuso, in our cases, a cheftza ha'nesar certainly is considered to eino b'rshuso. If eino b'rshuso simply means it's out of reach, it certainly is out of reach. But even if you assume it's kinyanim, yeah, you're very well also. Kinyanim. You don't have a full kinyan. And that which is also, it is not yours. That was that entire Ramban that we discussed about how you can ever be chay for by Rabbi Matzei. Your chametz, it's not yours. The cheft is considered to be that which is nice. Rav Gusman continues, again, Kuntrusei Shurim and Simen Chaf, and raises the following chakira that he thinks is very relevant. How is it that one understands the concept of Eino B'rshuso? What is its hagdara? Is it a function of Bibles? If the chayfetz is not B'rshuso, it is not fully yours. You don't have a din Bible. And from the perspective of Gavra, any halacha that requires a din bailim, the chepetz is eino b'rshuso, you do not have the status of bailim. It is not shelo legamrei. Or perhaps one could understand eino b'rshuso in the following sense, that maybe it's a halacha in chalos. What exactly does that mean? Gusman explains the following. That perhaps, in order to attain a certain chalos, that can only be done on a davrish b'rshuso. Ish kiyakdesh es beishim. What does that mean? That you cannot have a chalos hekdesh imposed on something that is
Eino b'rishusa. What is the problem with Eino b'rishusa? Is it a perspective from the Bailim that it's not fully shalom? Or perhaps one could argue as follows, that no, in order to change status, you have something which is chulin, and you want to go ahead and invest in a chalos hekdesh. So the pasuk says, beso. In order to create a chalos hekdesh, in such a case, you require shalom and rishuso. Rav Gusman suggests that this issue could be this exact machlokas that we've been discussing. If all of this relates to the din bailim, who is considered to be the Baal HaChepetz? So maybe one could argue that eino nigra koach habailim, unless someone else has a kinyan b'osa HaChepetz. A ganav has kinyanim, so I am not considered to be the bailim. The complete bailim is not shali lagamre, if someone else has kinyanim. But maybe that would not apply in a case of aveda. No one else has kinyanim, my bailus is not impaired. And perhaps that is what is driving those rishon that maintain the ritva, or the kvegers, possibility that kinyanim is the koveya. If one would understand this drush of iskiyakdish as beso very differently, in order to alter the status of an object, any halacha that's dependent of osa hachefetz, to take this chefetz and to convert it from chulin to that which is kodesh, that requires beso, full control. One could envision, forget about kinyanim. If something is out of reach, it's a davar ha'avud, mecha taste, the Torah says that hektish can be chal on a davar ha'avud. For example, the Rashba writes in Shavuos in Aflam and Gimel, fascinating distinction. Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha, Shnei Yochal Lahakadisha. Rashba writes an amazing Kiddush. This is a unique halacha when it comes to Hekdesh. But not when it comes to Mecca Chomenka. Rabbi Yochanan does not say, Eni Yochal Lahaknoso, Eni Yochal Lahakdisho. Rashba's Medayik, incredibly, that you can be Makna this Chayfis to someone else. You just can't be maktish the chayfetz. The Rashba assumes that the fact that the nigzal cannot be maktish, ish ki yaktish is beso. That's because hektish requires b'shusa. In order to create a chalos hektish, it must be an object that not only you own, but you fully control. But when it comes to hakna, that's not necessarily the case whatsoever. Reuven is willing to buy this chayfetz. So I tell Reuven, there's a problem. Someone stole it from me. I'm hopeful I'll get it back. So Reuven says, you know, it's worth it for me. I'll give you something because I desire that chayfetz with the hope that it will be restored. Good. Rosh writes, you can make a kinyan in those instances. Rosh writes that if you hold no v'lav lahotzan itna, what does that mean? That even though I've lent you the money, it is not b'shas matamos considered to be the shalo ibershusa of the lova as of yet. The lova can still go ahead and express his rights. What is this chiddush of the Rashba? Clearly, the Rashba is not understanding, right, the first possible way, that Eino b'rishus was a function of bailus, but there's a greater din bailum necessary
for hekdesh than there is, for example, for regular mechira matana. Boshem Shah, the Rashba understands it itself in chalos. In order to affect the chafetz, it must be fully under your control. And maybe this is only true when it comes to hekdesh, because that is altering its chalos. To transfer from chulin to kodesh, that requires access. That's the pasuk of Ishkiyat Dishes Beso. When it comes to Mecha Pomecha, is that a halachin chalos? There one could argue, according to the Rashba, there's no shinui in chefetz. Whether it's a chefetz of Reuven or a chefetz of Shimon is comparable to whether it's chol or whether it's kodesh. The Rashba writes that this halacha, ish ki yatish es beisa, means to infuse a level of kedusha to create a new chalos. That requires drushusa. Not true when it comes to mekach hamemka. The Ktzos quotes this Rashba. Ktzos is found in the Simen Shin Chaf Gimel at the end of Sifkot Me'alef. Ktzos writes, how can that be? This is a unique halacha when it comes to hekdesh. And it's not true when it comes to mekach hamemkar. What do you mean? Our Gemara gives another example. Sinuim, but Rabbi Dosa. No? Our Gemara says that if something is in a Rishusa, in a Yocho, Lahafkir. You can't be mafkir a davar shina b'shusva. Look at case. The Balei HaRishonim want to be mafkir it in order that those who took it, Danim, took it shlokit in. You should be violating any yisr. No, you can't be mafkir a davar sheino b'shusva unless you agree with Snuim, but not according to the Yochanan. So how can the Rashba write the Rabbi Yochanan's memories when it comes to hekdesh and not true when it comes to Mekach Memkar? That's the Ktzos' Sarachiyon. Rav Gusman tries to demonstrate, you can take a look at the Ramakomos, that Hefkir is also a Chalos. He quotes the Yerushalmi. This is found in Hagos Maimonos in Perek Beis of Hilchos Nedarim. That Yalfinan Hefkir Mishviyas. Just like when it comes to Shviyas, the Pasuk says Tishmetena Unetashka. There is a chalos hefker on the sadeh. So too, maybe that's true. Hefker is a chalos. Above and beyond to simply who the owner is. Something that is ownerless is a different status. Then a chefetz owned by Ploni as opposed to Almoni. That's the chiddush that he suggests, but again, this is the chiddush of the Rashba's issue. The Rashba maintains that Hekdesh requires Breshusa. Mekach HaMemkar does not require Breshusa. The lumbus of the Rashba apparently is that Breshusa was a halachin chalos, not a halachin din bailin. This lumbus within the Rashba is exactly the opposite of what we discussed earlier, that Ktzos and Kufiyot Zayin of Rashi Shita, right, the difference between Kedushas Damim as opposed to cases of Kedushas Aguf. There, again, we'll have to go through this again, but there you see that Ktzos' understanding of Rashi is it's not a halacha of chalos at all, it's a halacha of bailus. And Chiddush that the Ktzos suggests, according to Rashi Shita, that it's not true of all Hekdesh, a difference in Berak Abayis as opposed to Kedushas Haguf. The distinction between Kedushas Haguf and Berak Abayis, right, is not that one there's a Chalos Hekdesh and one there is not. The difference is in terms of Kedushas Damim is a Haknas Mamam. Lehekdish. That's comparable to a case of Mekach HaMemkar. And in Mekach HaMemkar, then you do require shalom b'rishusa. Mashain kein, if you're doing with kedushas haguf, that's a chalos kedusha that does not require b'rishusa. So this is what we'll have to discuss. This case, and take a look at a further ktsos. The ktsos is in ratio aleph, sifkot and dalet. Here the ktsos quotes a tshuvas habach, kufkov dalet, hefker. Is hefker chal in a dover she'ino b'rishusa? Where the Bach writes that yes, you certainly can be mafgir a davar she'ino b'rishusa. Again, why should that be as well? The cases of hefker, and again, the Ktzos points out this Bach seems to be against our Gemara, because Rabbi Dosa, no, the Luckett case. Is it possible for the Bach to be mafgir? And the Gemara says that no, that's dependent on Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Tznuin, yes, you don't need Rishusa, but if you require Rishusa, you require it even when it comes to cases of Hefker as well. So we'll have to discuss more of these cases and tie the Ofakira together. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem will pick up with this on Sunday. Right.